Straight from New York, the Tony Award-winning 42nd Street musical opened in Shanghai this month. The tap dancing extravaganza about a chorus girl turned big star will tour six other Chinese cities this year. This Broadway production is the first to have such an extensive touring scheduled in China, and many more blockbuster musicals are expected to follow. Broadway musicals, showcasing a lot of dancing and singing, are finding their way into theaters that have previously only showed traditional Chinese opera and patriotic dramas. Last year, Chinese audiences saw West Side Story, The Sound of Music, and The Lion King. U.S. producers and promoters say China's market liberalization and growing prosperity are fueling demand for Western theater. Chris Verrill directs a local production of another Tony Award winner, Guys and Dolls, at the Beijing Playhouse.
Well, the next thing that grows after the economy is the arts. And I think, you know, English language theater, Broadway musicals, and all forms of art are being raised in China because of that. We're just sort of riding a wave.
Some foreign theater productions, such as the French Revolution-themed Les Misérables, have been staged in China in recent years, but for limited runs. In 2005, China's Ministry of Culture allowed foreign investments into the entertainment industry, allowing the creation of joint venture theater production companies. Until then, foreign producers faced high costs and tedious bureaucracy in bringing shows to China. Joint venture companies can cut costs by hiring locals for some acting roles and in backstage ticketing and other operations. Still, tickets for 42nd Street's Shanghai show cost as much as $186. In a country where a large majority of the population is poor and does not understand English, Western musicals are, for now, a treat for the affluent elite. Hedda Baron, VOA News, Beijing.